Hey friends, welcome back to the Aligned Hygienist podcast. I'm your host, Caitlin, and I'm really excited to be back. I took a much longer break from the podcast than I ever planned, and I'll share a little bit about what's been going on behind the scenes and why that was, but I'm excited to be back. We have some great podcast episodes coming up, a couple solo episodes with me, with some ergonomics and yoga therapy goodness, and then a few amazing guests that I'm excited to share with you. So if you listened to the podcast before, hello and welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. And for those of you that are new to me, to this podcast, hello, welcome. And yeah, if you don't know me, I'm Caitlin Parsons. I'm a practicing dental hygienist of 15 years. And within 1 year of practicing as a dental hygienist, started experiencing multiple areas of chronic and acute pain. And so it led me in my journey to become a yoga therapist and an ergonomics consultant for dental professionals. My pain quite literally became my purpose, and helping dental professionals feel good in our career, body, mind, and energy has become my mission. I'm passionate about helping not only dental professionals and individual clinicians, but also the dental team, dental practices, organizations, DSOs through ergonomics, yoga therapy, healthy habits, stress management, and really building a more positive team culture. Speaker, I'm a writer, content creator, and key opinion leader in the dental industry, a coach, consultant, and run online and in-person programs and training. So know that if you have any questions, if you ever need support or even guidance, that I would love to connect. I would love to support you. So just reach out. So life gets crazy sometimes, doesn't it? It's so interesting. It is the beginning of February. I planned to take a break from the podcast in May of 2023 because I was actually planning a big, what felt like a very, very sudden move from San Diego, where I lived for 12 years, back to the East Coast where I'm from. And I'll spare you the details, but it became really clear that that's where I was meant to go. So my move was the very end of May. So before that, I pretty much packed and sold all of my stuff, which is like a full-time job. So I took a little hiatus to move and to get settled here on the East Coast. And I plan to come back in June with a bang. No, it wasn't a bang. Life actually got pretty crazy. And I've shared this a little bit on Instagram, and I think that's pretty much it, actually. But I know a lot of you have been asking of what's going on with me and if everything's okay. And I planned to share more before, but it just never felt like the right time. So I wanted to share a little bit here and really tie in some of the lessons and reminders that I have learned on my journey of what's happened over the last like 6 months and share that with you. So I got here at the very end of May, took like, you know, a few weeks to start to get settled. When I moved, first of all, it was a big move. I moved from San Diego, where I was for 12 years, back to Massachusetts, where I grew up. And I planned to stay with my parents after very long time living alone, just to stay here for the summer. They live on Cape Cod. So that was my plan. So when I got here, I started to get settled. Really suddenly, the third week of June, my mom and I were concerned about my dad's health. We were concerned he was having a stroke, and we ended up bringing him to the ER. And within 5 hours, they told us that they think he had leukemia and that they got him a bed at Mass General and he would be leaving that night. And so he was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia, APML or APL, and was in Mass General Hospital for 5 weeks. Talk about when you think life is hard and then something just like slams in your face and you're like, oh, that wasn't hard at all. This is different. And I share my story more so from a, this is what's happened and this is how my life changed as a result. So the following 5 weeks were spent traveling to and from Mass General and supporting my mom, supporting my dad. It was really scary. We didn't know what was going on for a while. For those those of you who don't know, APML is a really, really rare form of leukemia. It attacks your vascular system. So the first 5 weeks in particular, 5 to 6 weeks, are the most precarious. That's why he was in the hospital for so long, because of how it affects your vascular system. So we were right in thinking that he had a stroke. He actually suffered multiple mini strokes. So they essentially for 5 weeks were stabilizing him. It was like this whole thing. He also had a congenital hole in his heart that needed a procedure during all of that to hopefully help the clots prevent them from going to his brain, so preventing more strokes. It was the wildest time. And in that time, my sister had flown in. Coincidentally, she was already coming in like 5 days after my dad was put in the hospital, and same with my grandpa, who's like my dad's BFF. So all my dad's people ended up being in our space within 5 days, which was really beautiful. We had amazing support of friends and family, and that is just invaluable. And so my dad got out of the hospital mid-end of July, and he's been in outpatient treatment since then. It's pretty vigorous. It's 4 weeks on for 5 days a week and then 4 weeks off. And we'll have more information mid-March. He's responding to treatment fairly well, but I made the decision to kind of be a secondary caretaker. And my mom is here. My mom is helping my dad, but at least once a week, I'm helping bring him to chemo and just supporting them around the house. And so it has been a journey, guys. I was on my own for 15 years at least, and then coming back and living with your parents is one thing, and then navigating all of this together is a whole different thing. So life got really crazy for me for a bit. I had to put a big pause on a lot of projects, a lot of ideas, a lot of work, this podcast being one of them. My world got really small, right? Isn't that how it happens when something big like this happens? Your focus just, I'll be honest, for probably one of the first times in my career, for days and maybe even a few weeks on end, I was like, I don't care to help people. I'm just done. I don't want to do this anymore. I knew that it would come back, but there was a lot of grief. It was really hard. So my world got small. Life got crazy. I had to pull back on some projects. I had to delay some projects and just try and take care of myself and my family the best that I could. And so in this process, I've also, after a few months of, you know, getting into the routine with my dad in outpatient chemo and kind of starting to stabilize and putting more out there in my business, I was tired. I was stressed. My nervous system was on overdrive. I was depleted. And so at the end of last year, of end of 2023, I knew I got sick not bad sick either, but I just got sick more often. You know, you're just like, I wasn't eating properly. I wasn't taking care of myself. My physical health kind of took the back seat. So my reminder to you is we go through seasons of life where this happens. And maybe, hopefully, it isn't something like what I've experienced. And I also know that it can be so much worse than I've experienced. I really recognize that and am grateful because my dad does have a great prognosis. However, life gets you. There are times where we are up and life is good and we are happy and we feel good. And then sometimes just around the corner, life can hit us. And it might be a big thing. It might be a small thing. But we go through seasons of life. We go through seasons of our career. We go through seasons of our health even. So as a dental professional or whatever you do in the dental space, my reminder to you is allow yourself to go with the seasons of your life and to be okay with that. I spent the first few weeks trying to battle and fight for the routines and the what I had before all of this happened. And it took me a while to let it go, but also to let go of the guilt and the shame and the stories attached to it. And I had to get really clear on, honestly, what's the minimum that I can and need to do to take care of myself? And how can I let that be okay? And so these seasons of our lives, we have to shift. We have to adjust. So this could be a hard season of work is hard. You can't find a good job that you like, or you're in pain and you can't figure out why and you can't make these adjustments. Or maybe you're in a tight financial spot or having a hard time with your partner, or, you know, there's so many things. Give yourself time to tune into yourself. Ask yourself, what do I need right now? And how can you release some of the expectations of maybe what you think you should be doing? Okay. The next piece of my journey as I kind of started to get back into taking care of myself. Honestly, the last week and into the beginning of the new year, I had been sick twice with a couple of different things. Again, not big things, but I was resting so much. I took so much time to just do nothing, let my body rest, do yoga nidras, meditate, be in nature, lay in bed, whatever, not work and not be a caretaker. And it was a luxury that I had and I took. I also was recognizing, and this is kind of that leads into the next lesson, is that when we have these harder seasons of our lives, sometimes we need to kick ourselves in the butt a little bit to get back on the train, right? To get back on the wagon, because it does take time. And sometimes, like I wanted to at the beginning of this year, I'm telling a lot about my personality. I can be impatient. I wanted to just get back to what was normal for me, but I knew I had to let myself rest. I had to unravel. I had to release so much of what happened last year to create space for what was next and what I wanted. And so I had to get clear on what do I want to do this year? Who do I want to become? And how do I want to feel is another thing. And from that, what habits, what things can I do right now as a baseline to help me get there? What habits will help me become that or help me feel that or get to that point or reach that goal? My reminder is start simple, start small, and you can always add on. Mine was I want to move my body for 20 minutes, 5 days a week. I want to sit down and meditate every morning for 10 minutes and drink water and eat healthy food. Move towards that anyway. And so it can be really simple. Oftentimes we make these extravagant things, and when we're pulling ourselves out of hard times, no matter what scale we're talking about, we need to be gentle with ourselves. We need to be patient, and we need to, what is it? The kiss analogy, keep it simple, silly. Keep it simple. What do you need? What would support you? And then, yeah, the last piece is sometimes we need to kind of kick ourselves in the butt. How can you motivate yourself to keep moving forward one step in front of the other? Because sometimes it is just that, one step in front of the other to get to where we want to go. And the steps can be really small to start. Sometimes just showing up, well, really just showing up is showing up. Showing up on the yoga mat, showing up to put on your shoes to go walk outside, whatever that is, motivating yourself towards your higher vision, your higher mission. So for me, as I began to kind of come out of my hermit bubble, I started to reconnect to my vision and what I want to do here and what I want to create and how can I find excitement in that again? And okay, I have this excitement again. It was pretty easy to turn back on. Now, what do I want to do? What do I want to create? What do I want to move towards? Okay, what can help me get there? And this can be really simple. We can just be talking about fitness. We can just be talking about drinking water. We can just be talking about our ergonomics. I think that's what I want to share. Reminder that we go through seasons of our lives. Reminder that when we're coming out of seasons of our lives that may be challenging or different than what we've experienced, that we are patient with ourselves, that we keep it simple. The practices that we come back to, returning to our health, keep it simple. And then lastly, again, sometimes we need a little kick in the butt. We need a little accountability. We need to share our goals. We need to remember what we're doing to get ourselves out of the slump. Okay, I think I want to leave that here. This was a very different episode than I usually do, a very vulnerable episode to share a lot of what's been going on behind the scenes. Thank you so much for being here. I am excited for next week's podcast episode to come out. I am going over five ergonomic no-nos that you want to make sure that you're not making to prevent pain and support a long-lasting career in dentistry. So make sure you come back, make sure you subscribe and tune in. If you've been following this podcast, if you enjoyed this podcast episode, it would make my heart so happy if you would rate and review the podcast and/or or share with a friend or your community, make sure to tag me or send me a message and connect with me. I'm most commonly on Instagram at The Aligned Hygienist, but you can email me, find me through my website, hello@thealignedhygienist or thealignedhygienist.com. Thank you all so much for being here. I hope you have an amazing day and I'll see you next time. Stay aligned, my friends.